Tim, should we tell the listeners how to join the Golf Week Amateur Tour?
Yes, of course. We should probably do it now before we forget, though.
I agree. It's simple. All you need to do is go to amateurgolftour.net, click the Join the Tour button, and pay your local tour's membership.
Thanks, Chris. Membership for 2024 is open, so register today to join the oldest, largest, and best amateur tour in the country.
And remember, this podcast can be found on all the major platforms. So make sure you like, download, and share it with all your friends and family.
Chris, that's a great idea. Now, on to the show. Chris, welcome back. It's the Post-Masters, Post-Heritage edition of the podcast. Hope you made it through the Masters. And I know the Heritage isn't such a big deal for you, but here on the island, as you know, as JR said, Heritage is huge.
No, I mean, the Heritage is a big event. You know, I've been able to walk the grounds of the Heritage when I go for Nationals. So, I mean, it is a big deal. I have yet to play it. So if anybody wants to pay for a round for me, let me know. And I'll let me know what time I need to be there, and I'll be there. But no, the Masters is the Masters, you know. For any golfer, I would say, you know, minus you, because you say the U.S. Open, you're number one. But the Masters is probably in the top two of the four majors. So I had a great time, was able to go watch a watch party Thursday, and then enjoy Saturday and Sunday in front of the couch.
Well, we've got a, you know, great episode. This episode, we're going to talk about two different regionals that we're going to travel to. And after our last episode, I figured I'd bring on one of my players to talk about the folly that is the Atlanta Golf Week Amateur Tour.
Yeah, let's get this show started. It's going to be a good one.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Golf Week Amateur Tour, the podcast. Talking about all things Golf Week Amateur Tour, including interviews with tour directors, players, and course pros. Now, here are your hosts, Atlanta Tour Director Tim Newman and El Paso Las Cruces Director Chris Rocha.
All right, Chris, like we said, it's the Postmasters, Post-Heritage edition of the podcast. We've got three great guests this week. But before we even get started, you know, we started talking about traveling, you know, to these regionals. You know, it was probably about this time last year. We've already traveled to one. Our next trip is actually going to be a two-week endeavor for us. We're going to start in Michigan and then go to and then we'll end up at the Cajun Classic. I can't tell you, Chris, how excited, number one, I am to go to both of them, but for different reasons. You know, and when we bring, you know, Michelle in to talk about hers, you know, we'll talk about why I'm so excited for that one. Going to Louisiana is, I'm so excited for primarily because what Gina is doing down there is incredible. I'm getting told all the time about how much fun her events are. And there goes did you see the thumbs up there?
Yep.
I don't do that on purpose. How much fun her events are, how well run they are, and now we're really taking it from a local event to a regional event, and so I'm really excited to talk to her and find out what's going on down there.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. This trip's going to be fun. I've been telling Gina for years now that I can't wait to get down there and play, and now that we get to go to not just a regular event or a major, but an actual regional, something that's, when we talked about it, it's been on my calendar circled. I mean, she just keeps blowing it out of the park every year. We hear it at the director's meeting and just can't wait to get out there and show her support and have a great time.
Yeah, yeah. So I do have a couple of questions for her when we bring her in. You're just kind of fishing around on the course website. You know, they've got some tips for some first-time golfers. And one of them is, it says to avoid the bunkers and native areas. I kind of figured that would be just standard practice, but we need to find out why. Specifically at Tamaka Hills, at Tamaka Trails, while we need to avoid the bunkers and the native areas.
Yeah, I mean, what better way to do that than to bring her onto the show?
So let's welcome the Louisiana North Tour Director, Gina O'Neill. Gina, welcome.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
You were probably, our second or third episode, you know, when we started this, we talked about the Ryder Cup, the Lava Cup that you do with Tidewater. That's a little over, you know, a year and a half ago.
That's correct. I heard you talking about the bunkers. Actually, this the Stamaca Trails used to have 128 bunkers, but now they've done some renovation and they've taken out a lot of those bunkers. There's 70 strategically placed bunkers now, and they're somewhere where you do not want to be.
So really, you do need to stay out of the bunkers.
Absolutely, yeah.
And what about the native areas?
You have to have the native areas, they're usually played as red hazards, but they're pretty high also. So if you could find your ball, great. But if not, I mean, you definitely want to avoid the native areas and the bunkers. You have to be very smart. You have to play very smart on this course. It's a placement course, and you have to have some brains on this course. There's a lot of holes that you could actually go for the greens, but it's not smart golf to do that.
Well, Chris, then I'm out. If you got to use brains, I'm out.
You know, I'm looking at the website, like you said, and they show every hole. Man, these ones with waters, like typically you see, you know, a little bit of water, but these waters run all the way down one side of the fairway, all the way to the green. So any hole that has water, if you're not spot on, you're in trouble.
Oh, it's definitely a challenging course for sure, but it's so much fun. I mean, it's beautiful. If you want a nice manicured course, but you love that Cajun flair, this is absolutely the place you want to be. Kevin Michaels is the director of golf over there, and he is so amazing to work with. He's all about customer service, and he loves making his players feel very comfortable and at home and welcome. So we had three majors with him last year, actually. That's how much we love this school so much.
Wow.
And he's very accommodating. He loves to do the little skills challenge that we're probably going to talk about in a little while. It's the sight that you guys have never seen. I've never seen a skill challenge on this huge practice screen that he's going to facilitate for us. Really, really a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. And just one more thing before we get to the regional itself. My guess is that if you go in those native areas, you're going to find a lot of things that you really don't want to see.
Yeah. Well, they're not that dangerous. I mean, this is alligator town for sure, but you could walk in there. It's just very hot. It's starting to find your ball.
Yeah, Chris, you hear what she said? You can walk in there.
Right. I'll pass that. I'm used to snakes here in the desert area, but with the way she said that, I'm on the wooden path.
Well, the other thing I noticed, you know, just looking on the website, is Tamaka is the tribal word for alligator in that area. So
it sure is, yes.
So, I'm out. I'll stay up by the clubhouse.
They're really small alligators, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
You know how they get? You know how they get to be big alligators, don't you?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they'll be.
Yeah, they eat you. They eat people. You know, tell us about what you guys are doing there. You know, Chris kind of filled me in on some of the extra things that you're doing. But
yeah, so this is my first regional, so I'm really wanting this to be extra special so that, you know, people will spread the word and want to continue coming back. So of course, like all my other events, I try to go over the top to make sure everybody feels welcome and absolutely has a great time. So on Friday we are having a practice round. And they're offering the golf simulator in the beer bar. It's called the draft bar. And it's a golf simulator in there. It's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. He's allowing us two attempts for closest to the pin. Whoever is the winner of the closest to the pin will receive $200 in cash perks for the casino. And then on the round one, Saturday, 8 a.m. shotgun, we're going to have our round. And then immediately after, we're going to have a Cajun buffet that I'm providing. I'm not cooking it, but I'm paying for it. That's what the price is including.
Right.
We're going to have crawfish etouffee, jambalaya, boudin, bread pudding, just the fixings. When it comes to Southern hospitality and Cajun flair, this is the place you want to be.
Okay, hold on. Let me stop you there because I've never had Cajun food before.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
For anyone who's traveling in and has never had Cajun food, which is probably going to just be me and my wife, what can we expect?
Well, it's a little spice on the tongue. It's just got so much soul in it. It's got so much soul in this food, so much flavor. It's if you're not used to it, it's something you absolutely need to try. for sure. You haven't been to Louisiana and haven't tried Cajun food, you're missing out.
I've got chills just thinking about it, Gina.
The bread pudding that they're going to be serving is probably out of this world, I'm telling you. It's, we've had bread pudding a lot in this state, but this bread pudding is what they're known for. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. If I'm in the lead, though, I may have to skip because I don't want my stomach hurting the next day.
Let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, Srixon.
A great iron set needs more than good looks. It's got to be fast and got to be pure. But good looks never hurt either. The all-new ZX Mark II irons from Srixon.
Well, you'll definitely need some milk to cover your stomach for sure.
Well, the bread pudding will take care of that.
That's right. That's right. So look after the food, then you, or in between while you're eating food, you can do the skills challenge before or after you eat. The buffet is going to be there. All you can eat. We're going to have a skills challenge that allows for three stations per flight. So you'll have a pudding station, and it's got five stations. So let me tell you, it is the best skills challenge anybody has ever experienced. Kevin Weipels designs this huge practice screen into five stations for putting. He puts bunkers in there green. He puts a pond in the green. He's got trees on the green. It's like a little miniature course on this putting green. You have to go around all these obstacles, and you get a point for every stroke that it takes you to get in the hole. Whoever has the lowest points on that putting skills challenge, that's the number that you put in there.
Nice.
And then following that, you're going to have a 100-yard shot that has to go over the tree. If you go over the tree, you get a point. If you go under the tree, but you get in the circle on the green, you get 2 points. So that you get within like a 2-foot circle, you get 3 points. So you're basing points on that. And then they also have a 12-foot flop shot wall that you have to go over. It really does challenge you, but it's so much fun. And so whoever has the lowest points will win. And we're going to have a winner per flight. And I will be giving out $100 cash for every single winner.
I can't wait.
Pretty amazing.
And Trey and Dan will be doing their picks on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, for sure. He's so looking forward to hanging out with you guys and doing picks with y'all.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah. He wants us to do picks. I already know who Pick for Beef Flight is.
You can't pick yourself, that? Man.
Why can't I?
No, I'm you playing. Can't pick yourself. And after that, I'm definitely not picking you.
That's the rule. The rule is that they don't pick themselves.
Fine, I won't pick myself. I'll have my wife do the picks for me, and then she can pick me.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, Dina, this sounds like a blast. I truly can't wait to get out there and try all these skills challenge. I will definitely be working on my putting because I want to have a good showing. Because if I don't, Tim won't let it down for the rest of the season.
Look, guys, I'm telling you, you'll have more fun in this skills challenge than you'll probably have in the tournament. I'm just telling you, he pulls out all his stops. He's a really great director of golf. So this is also one of the top 10 courses in the state of Louisiana. It was voted on my Golf Digest. So I'm really excited about that to show everybody what we have to offer here in Louisiana.
You know, I don't know if you heard, you know, as I was, you know, before I brought you in, you know, I get texts and emails and talk to guys all the time. I'm always being told about, number one, how much fun your events are and how well run they are.
That makes me happy. That makes me happy.
You know, and you know, as a local tour director, you know, a lot of times people don't know that, you know, across the country, they don't necessarily know how tournaments are run and that sort of thing. And so, you know, this is an opportunity for, you know, people that wouldn't necessarily normally even think about going to Louisiana to come and number one, experience a fun, well-run regional and have things that aren't being done anywhere else, right? Because nobody else is doing these skill challenges. Where else are you going to get good, true, authentic Cajun food? I've already heard, you know, the best bread pudding in the world. So this is a great opportunity for all our members across the country to go to Louisiana and experience a top-notch event.
That's right. You know, the person that I learned most of my golf and my When I did all the, when I got on the tour in 2011, Eric Simmons was our tour director.
Oh, yeah.
He was so phenomenal. I wish he could actually come to this event too, but he's probably busy somewhere either further down south in Louisiana. I'm more north. My tournaments are more north, but he always told me, he said, "Hey, I always call and ask him for advice too. You know, how do you think I should do this when I first got started?" And he said, "When you provide a good product, people will come." And that's exactly what I try to do. Our tour is more like family than it is a grand event. I mean, we have people that are so close now. They've known each other through the tour. One guy, actually Dan, he's the Pick'em podcast guy with my husband, Trey. He met the guy, Micah Bolton, on the tour, and he became his best man at his wedding. So, I mean, lots of relationships are developed here. So it's a lot more than just golf. I mean, these people really care about each other, and it's just a fun event.
Well, you can see that if people follow your Facebook page, you can see that family connection, that family atmosphere that you've created over the years.
That's right. We take pride in how we treat our guests and our players. Like I said, we're all brothers and sisters and really enjoying it a whole lot. In fact, actually, I have something to brag about a little bit. I have 9 lady golfers on my tour.
Do you really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I haven't heard of that much, but this is the first time. I've usually been the only girl on our tour as a member, and now we have 9. So it's been a little challenging for these ladies, but they're enjoying it. They're excited. They're saying that their game's becoming a lot better. They're enjoying golf more. They're getting to play real golf rather than just like scramble golf and give the putt here. Oh, that's good. They have to put everything down. And I mean, I have a very well-run event, but I figured the more well-run it is, the more people appreciate it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And hopefully those other females are talking to their friends, and 9 will turn into 18, will turn into 36.
I don't know if these guys are going to like that too much, but you know.
I don't care if they like it or not.
But the ladies are enjoying it so much. And you know, our guys are just so respectful to the ladies too. I mean, we have a good group of guys with major integrity. Also, hey, I wanted to tell you guys too, I mean, there is so much other than the golf too. But they, you know, when you stay in the casino, you've got a alligator show in the atrium lobby. You've got an indoor pool that's huge with a swim-up bar. They've got this 2 movie theater cinema playing usually the most popular movies that's in the cinemas right now. You've got a spa that will give you a massage, a facial. I mean, you will feel like $1 million. So guys, when you are coming to play in our event and you want to bring your wife, you just spend a little money and let her go enjoy herself and have a spa day. Also, if you're bringing your kids, I have a Kids Quest arcade. It's like 4,000 square feet. I mean, there's more than 50 arcade games in there. They'll watch your kids for you while you're in the casino. It's really amazing.
They will.
Yes.
They keep you out, keep spending the money.
Yep.
That's right.
I'm hoping that they have a roulette wheel that hits on my number every time. That's what I hope they have.
Let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, Srixon.
ZX Mark II drivers are for major players, major winners, major power. All new ZX Mark II drivers, only from Srixon.
I could absolutely ask him to pull some strings for you there, buddy.
That'll work.
Sir, you won in Vegas. Let somebody else win, please.
Hey, there's only one thing better than winning once.
Win it twice.
Win it twice. So Jeannie, you do have discounts on lodging at the casino. Just so everybody knows, I've already got my room, and it was very, very easy to make the reservation. You know, called in, they picked up, and I was off the phone with them in less than 5 minutes.
That's right. I'm telling you, their customer service is just so amazing. So they have rooms. The group code is on the website for the regionals page. But our group code for anybody listening, it's GOJ07GR. And it's got a phone number here. They've got so many different kind of rooms. They've got doubles, kings. I mean, anywhere from $129 to $149, which is pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. They give us a really good discount because we give them so much business. The cutoff date is also May 18th. So if anybody's going to want to come in, you want to get your room reserved pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I'll put all that stuff in the show notes as well, and also link it back to the tournament page.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to see everybody. We actually have a sponsor for this tournament. Thomas Smith with Jet Oilfield Services and Jet Oil Tools. He has been kind enough to sponsor this event. So it was $445, but he has sponsored the event so that we can bring the price down to $399. So I'm telling you, for everything that you're going to be getting, absolutely worth the buck, I promise you. We've had some really good sponsors this year. They love to support us and they love playing ball.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a great time. Again, you know, I've been excited about it since it came on the, you know, on the schedule. So, but Gina, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in a little over a month and a half.
June 8th and 9th. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
No problem. Right. I can't wait to get out there.
All right, Gina.
All right.
Take care.
Tim, what a great interview with Gina. You know, we keep saying over and over, I'm pretty sure everyone's tired of hearing it, but when we announced our tour we were doing this year, we were so excited of the two that we picked. But, you know, I'm excited to finally see Louisiana. I was either fly over or just barely get to the edge of Texas and come back. Like I'm scared. But to try the food, too. I've never had Cajun food, so I'm kind of prepared for it. Not really, but it was just a great interview. And the skills challenge she's going to have, I can't wait to attempt to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And just so that you know, you're not prepared for the food. No, there's nothing she can do. not until you have it. And I think I'm going to need some help because, you know, bread pudding for me, you know, I have a piece of bread pudding and then it's nap time. And I can't not have bread pudding. So it may either be, you know, bread pudding, take a nap and then go to the casino later. But bread pudding is phenomenal, especially, you know, traditional bread pudding from Louisiana. You have no idea. You just have no idea.
All right. Well, then you need to take yours to go because we need to complete our live show first. All right. I can't put it all away in the big box.
You also got to remember that, you know, I'm not playing, so I'll just be in the clubhouse. So
right. That's the scary part.
All right.
But like we mentioned, you know, the two that we picked, when you and me just talked, you know, we were trying to figure out not the best ones we could pick per se, but like the ones that would mean a lot to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking here and there, sharing ideas, and we decided, why not start with the lady directors? You know, we have two regionals that are hosted by two of probably the hardest working directors we have. You know, their tours are just growing like crazy. And when you ask who the director is and you point to, you know, Gina or Michelle, they're like, really? They run a golf tour? And one of the biggest ones we got. So can't wait to bring in this next guest, all the way from the great state of Michigan, Miss Michelle. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Michelle, it's always good to see you. I mean, I don't know that it's possible to oversell you and how good of a tour director you are.
Well, it does.
You've had the one of the largest tours for 3 years in a row,
right?
And that, you know, what people don't understand, you're beating Charlotte, you know, you're beating Dallas, you're beating all these other, you know, big markets. You're beating big market cities,
yep,
right?
Yep.
In the whole nation, right? Out of Michigan, you know, we just kind of talked just briefly. You know, you said your East Tour is bigger just because it has Detroit in it. You're still getting, you know, would you have 300?
What, for the East ago? Tour? The largest we ever East got, tour, I think, was 330.
330. Wow. I can't believe you couldn't get 340.
I know,
mean,
right?
What are you doing?
We're shut in somewhere. Yeah,
exactly.
If you get too large, there you just got to turn too many people away. So there is a point where it gets too large,
right? Yeah, because they can't play because the tournaments fill up, and then it kind of is what it is. But like Chris said, you know, when these two came out, I jumped on right away. You know, for you know, one of the reasons he said it is it's you and Gina, and at least for this regional of where this tournament is, the name of the course and the whole purpose behind this course really kind of hits home for me. At American Dunes. So how did you come across, I know this is kind of near where you live,
yep,
but how did you come across this and lock this down?
Well, we actually played a one-day event there 2 years ago. That was the year for 2 years after they had completely remodeled. Jack Nicklaus had completely remodeled the course in 2018. So there was a lot of hype going on around the course and how much better it is and everything else. So I figured it was the opportunity to see if we could take a look at it and get out there. He really enjoyed having us out. We were welcome back. And so we decided to make it into a 2-day tournament and have people really enjoy the atmosphere.
That's awesome. I'm just scrolling through the website here and it looks like an amazing course right off the lake there.
Well, let's just say if you don't do well in bunkers, you might have a difficult time. I can't remember how many bunkers. I think they said like 1,500 bunkers or something crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the picture on the homepage is just like bunkers and a little bit of grass. Yes. So if that's what you're talking about.
It's created on the dunes. I mean, that's the whole landscape pretty much. It's a mile from Lake Michigan. So it's right there.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, because I'm coming from, from Texas. So any golfers that are traveling in that maybe coming from south to north, what can they expect playing a course like this right off the lake?
Well, not even so much just by the lake, but just Michigan golf in general. We have so many people coming up from the south that just rave about the condition of Michigan golf courses, just the lushness and the trees and the terrain. And then you add in being that close to Lake Michigan, and it's just icing on the cake. So they'll be surprised just Michigan golf in general. You just can't
miss. Nice. Yeah, I'm super excited, I'm bringing a buddy of mine who is a VGA national champion. And I mean, he's done a lot for the military and serving for our country. And he's super excited for playing this course and what they represent for the military.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of people won't realize until maybe this podcast is Fold of Honor. It was actually founded at this course with Jack and a couple of his buddies. That's where it all started. And many just won't realize that, but even why it was started. When you enter or exit the course, you go through the memorial wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the only way to enter and exit. And so it's a Fold of Honor memorial. It's to ensure that everyone understands the true meaning of American dunes and a reminder that freedom is not free. That's how Jack wanted it to be from the first and last thoughts entering and exiting the course. And then on that wall, anybody can purchase a plaque as well. So it's full of current and past military that they can honor them by putting their name on the wall. And it's an annual donation of $313 to do that for each individual. So that's where a lot of the funds for Fold of Honor come into play as well. And then from every round, I don't know the exact dollar amount, but I know that every round played, a portion goes to Fold of Honor. So they generate a lot of funds that way. And that's for the scholarship fund that is provided to all the spouses and children of fallen and disabled service members. They had what I heard is $160 million in educational impact from Folds of Honor so far.
Yeah, that's huge. And, I had the opportunity to be in an event where I heard the wife of a deceased service member talk about what Folds of Honor did for her and the family. Everybody in that room was crying. This is their whole mission is to take care of those families that from an educational perspective for those that have given the ultimate sacrifice.
For sure. Yeah. And then every day at 1 o'clock, they play taps. Everybody at the course stops where they are, pays honor while they play taps, and then followed by 13 chimes. And then at 5:30 every day, they also play the national anthem. So that's a thing that they do every single day. And there's a huge, ginormous flag sitting right by the clubhouse next to the 18th hole. So it's just a really cool atmosphere just to even when you first walk in. And then when you're on the course on the first tee, they give you a nickel. Every player gets a nickel. And I think it's on the 17th tee, they have like a little memorial area where you pay respect and then drop your nickel there. So it's just another cool aspect to really think about where we are, in the United States, our freedom and what it takes to have, achieved that freedom and, the sacrifices.
It's really at the perfect time of year to do this, right after, May is Military Appreciation Month and Memorial Day is, it's a week after Memorial Day. So, I'm really hoping that we do get a lot of military, our So Tour Nationwide has a ton of military.
Oh, for sure. Well, even the year that we played a couple years ago, I think it was almost like half of our players.
Yeah,
were part of that.
Yeah. So I mean, hopefully we can get a bunch up there and experience that. And even if you're not military, to go up there and see it and understand.
Yeah. It's something that you won't forget for sure.
Absolutely. So what else is going on that weekend?
Well, outside of golf, I guess I really haven't paid much attention to what else is going on. Mm-hmm.
What else
is there? Oh, it is golf. Well, there's not going to be any shortage of things to do because it's in Grand Haven, and that's okay. A Coast Guard capital of the world. Coast Guard Festival, unfortunately, isn't until August, so you won't have that. And it's post-Tulip Time, which is in Holland, which is the town just south. So there's a lot of touristy areas, everything by the lake, even just stopping by the lake is just a great attraction just to see. If you've never seen Lake Michigan or any of the Great Lakes, the fact that you're in awe, the fact that you cannot see across it, it looks like an ocean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, just seeing that in general, it's worth it. But yeah, it's definitely a touristy town. There's no shortage of things to do. Even Grand Rapids, the largest town on the west side, is maybe 30 minutes away. But yeah, we don't have anything specifically arranged, you know, just because most everybody's weekend is going to be taken up with the golf. So.
Right. So we should be flying into Grand Rapids, right?
Yeah, that'd be your best bet. Yeah. Because then you're like maybe 45 minutes from a stay at the most. If you come into Detroit, you got to go all the way across the state. I mean, it's literally a mile from Lake Michigan, whereas Detroit's on, you know, Lake Huron. So yeah, your best bet would probably be to Grand Rapids. Or you can even do like Northern Indiana. I don't know. Indy's too far. Yeah, that's probably your best bet.
Chris, here's a geography lesson. Do you know where Lake Huron is?
Do you know what all five Great Lakes are?
No, I don't. Oh, I'm going to pass on that.
Well, at least he admits it.
Well, you better figure it out. By the time we get up there, there's going to be a quiz.
I have Google Maps. I think that's good enough.
Awesome. Yeah, so I texted Chris the other day. I said, you know, I've already started looking at Airbnbs for us, and I'm trying to get a place, like, if we can find something like, that's, like, right on Lake Michigan, that'd be awesome, you know, because we did the Whistling Straits
a
couple years ago, and I didn't realize where you are. It's almost, like, directly east.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So, yeah. So weather that weekend should be perfect.
Yeah, that's right around the time that Michigan really starts to get its nice weather. From June through August is our prime, but you're not into the area where it's really warm. So anybody coming from the south is probably going to be a nice reprieve for them. They're like, oh, 70s. Oh, my gosh, this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
They're not having any stroke or anything, so it'll probably be great.
And you just made Chris's day.
Just no rain.
Nah, no rain.
Perfect. I have a chance.
Yes.
All right, Michelle, well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. I'm really looking forward to seeing you as well.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
I think Chris will be there on the Thursday before. I'll be there on Friday.
Okay.
And
I live 15 minutes from the course, so I'll be right around the whole time. I won't be far.
Awesome. We'll take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Well, you know, I'm really glad we got to talk to both Gina and Michelle, you know, in the same episode, because if you remember correctly, you know, when the regional schedule came out, you know, we both hopped on those two to travel to almost right away, you know, and the thing for me, you know, going up to Michigan, you know, for the American Dunes course, the tie-in between, you know, the Folds of Honor and the military and what they call golf's most historic round really kind of draws me there, you know, with the military background and, you know, my history with that and, you know, some of the things that Jen and I do. To honor the military, you know, throughout the year. For me, I'm really excited to go up there, you know, and see the memorial wall. Yeah, I had no idea that, you know, you have to pass through that on the way into the course and on the way out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great experience, you know, for somebody who's not in the military like me. You know, I have a bunch of military friends, and I'm so glad that one of them is coming with me. You know, he's done so much with the VGA lately that he... It's just amazing to see what he's doing. And I know he's excited. I'm super excited. Can't wait to, you know, to see his reaction, honestly. But I was looking at their website and I might spend more money on that golf shop than I might on golf itself. Because, you know, growing up, I really wanted to fly jets, fighter jets. And Unfortunately, the way my vision was, and at that time, you know, you couldn't have glasses or contacts or anything like that. So kind of went a different route. So just that little childhood dream. And I mean, that's one of their logos on the course itself. So I just can't wait. I mean, I'm super excited for both, you know, just to be able to take a good friend of mine with me and see his reaction and be there for him, you know, during that time. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, and we're going there before we go to Louisiana, so I got to put my casino money away,
right?
And not spend that in the pro shop,
right? That's gonna be tough for me. I'll figure something out. It's gonna be tough for me to do that, and then have casino money, and according to Gina, I have to buy a massage for my wife because I'm taking her. So it's gonna be a pretty penny.
Because I'm glad she threw in there. You know, you can take your wife because number one. I'm not going to get a massage. Number one, I don't like people touching me at all. Yeah, so, and
good to know.
I don't know anybody
I'm
really wants
that.
To touch me, so we're good. So, you know.
I'm going to go ahead and note that. Appreciate it. And yeah, I mean, it's...
So.
I think our episode after this trip is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be sure. Fun. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have two live shows within that time, but just the stories that you and me will be able to tell is just going to be an episode in itself.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, when we started this, the podcast, you know, we decided that we needed to make sure that it wasn't, you know, the El Paso show or the Atlanta show. And you know, I think we've done a really good job of that. You know, we talk about our tours, you know, briefly each time, and we've had, you know, a couple of players on, but you know, this will be two episodes in a row. We're going to talk about Atlanta. After last episode, you know, we had another tournament. The folly that has become the Atlanta Golf Week Amateur Tour. I don't know what happened. I really have no idea what happened. So I figured I would have a friend on, you know, who hopefully he can explain some things and talk about Can't Get Right and some of the other characters that we have and some of the things that go on, just so that everybody can kind of get a sense of what a full Saturday is like in Atlanta. So,
hold on, before you introduce our next guest, understand, I'm pretty sure 99.9% of tours out there have stories like this, and I commend you for being able to talk about it on here. But understand, if I ever go to one of your events, I'm going to have ammo ready. Because, yeah, I mean, I, the stories that you've told me, I just can't wait to hear from a third party.
They're all true.
I believe them. I'm pretty sure they're all true, but I just can't wait to hear it from an outside source.
I can hear my perspective.
So let's go ahead and welcome my friend Jamil Edwards from the Atlanta Tour. Jamil. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem.
You know how much I love you and appreciate you.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to next 10 or 15 minutes of comic relief.
I do my best to chime in and give a little laughter when I can.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do our best to protect the, you know, the names of the innocent.
Innocent. Well, no, we'll do our best to protect the names of the people that actually did it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
And you know, we've kind of already talked about, you know, the one or two topics that are off limits, so you know, we won't go there.
We won't broach those.
So Chris, do you want to start off or
I mean, I don't know even where to begin. I've heard that there's some interesting characters. I mean, I know we're not going to say any names. Out of the last two events, give me in your perspective the best story that you can. Mine, but you can't include the part threes because I already know about those.
You already know about those. You can't include those?
I already know about it. I know, but we already talked about it. So that's where it's like, we can't repeat it because we've already discussed that last episode.
Well, so let's see. I don't know, Tim, you want to get into the timekeeping? Skills.
Yeah, go ahead with the timekeeper. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's probably not going to be real long, but essentially we've been struggling a little bit to try and keep pace and stuff on our tour. So Tim and them are trying to corral us all in, and they've instituted a little policy here. We're going to try and start keeping track on times and how much time we're spending on each and every hole and stuff. So it's not a bad ask. I mean, considering, you know, how long, you know, some of these rounds are turning into, you know, we're out there pretty long time. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to pull that back in. So,
right.
Somebody in the group, the same way we're assigned, you know, somebody's to, you know, take care of the paper scoring. Somebody's, you know, taking care of the electronic scoring. We now have a third thing where we've got somebody that's got to basically mark the time we finish each hole. So essentially, time we tee off, you can track, backwards. Well, what is the, stop laughing, man.
So for all you listeners, Tim's crying. He's not even laughing. He's crying right
okay,
now.
Okay, so I happen to be, and I suspect the first group to come in with an anomaly time. I'm gonna call it that. Yeah,
we'll call it an anomaly. we'll go with that word.
So I come into the scoring area, and Tim immediately looks over at me and goes, "Jamil, yeah, what's going on?" I says, "Hey, what time you guys pitch on the last hole?" I said, "I don't know. What do you got on the paper?" So, you know, we've been keeping track. It's on the paper. So how is it possible that you finish 15 minutes ahead of the group in front of you?
Is this shotgun or three times?
I'm like, we did. You didn't see me coming into her before they did. He's like, come on, man. And I just threw my hands in the air. I was like, you know, what can I tell you?
Is this shotgun or tea time?
No, tea time.
It's tea time.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, tea time.
Okay. You jumped them somehow.
Exactly. So right then and there, this is like the first anomaly. Now, I don't know how many more times it happened that particular day.
I have not seen that one ever.
I think that screwed it up for everybody else.
You think so?
Falling behind us. Tim basically took all of the sheets after that, and he just kind of ripped them up and threw them in the trash. So there, right there is like, okay, hey, try to keep track when you're trying to play. Some people can do it, some people can't. I mean, what are you going to do?
All right, Tim. So I just thought of this idea. You go on Amazon and you buy 30 stopwatches. And you start a stopwatch and you hand it to the group as they drive off hole one, and then they stop it when they finish 18, and they can't manipulate it that way.
Well, my guess is if I bought 30 stopwatches, I'd get 5 of them back.
I can see that as well. I can see that as well.
Depending on who you hand it to.
And those 5 may have been started, may not.
That's one story.
This past tournament, our Mr. Lose a Lot.
That's me, ain't
it? No. He loses everything.
Oh, man.
you know who I'm talking about. He pulls up to the first tee and he gets out, and I said, "All right, do you have your checklist with you?" But listeners aren't going to be able to see my face.
He has a checklist?
But Jamil, this is what he does. This is what he does. We got to watch. He goes, "Hey, where's my checklist?" I said, "Don't worry about it. I never should have even said anything to you."
A checklist of things he
takes? No, he loses
things you need to remember.
Remember. His phone, his keys. His driver, his 3-wood, his 5-wood.
Jesus. His whole club, his whole bag.
Yeah.
He eventually finds it, though. He eventually finds it.
Eventually finds it.
Sometimes we get it. Sometimes, you know, us on the tour, we got to help them out. You know, we got to pitch in. Hey, I think it's over
here.
That's
what we're here for.
So we're a big family, man. We're a big family. But yeah, there's times where, how'd you miss that? Like, how did you miss that?
All right, Chris, let me ask you a question. If you hit the ball in the driving range, can you play it or is it out of bounds?
Well,
if you hit your ball in the driving range, you shouldn't even go and look for it.
Well, that's dangerous. First of all, that's probably dangerous.
That's what you see in a golf comedy. Happy Gilmore, he's like trying to dodge balls.
Exactly. You got people firing away, man. That's dangerous. That's the first thing. Now, Tim, you could institute a local rule that makes it in play. But most of the
time. Why would I do that?
Why would anybody do that? But at the same token, when you're playing, you rip one over there, dude, that's all. That's it. That's in the driver range. I think that's OB. No, that's not OB. Yeah, that's OB. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's OB. All right, you know what? Just play low ball. We'll bring it to Tim. He can settle it. Tim drives up. Oh, we can get it settled right now. Tim, if you hit a ball in the driver range, what is that? That's OB. No. There's no way that can be OB. Wait a minute. You argue with the rules official? You argue with the rules official now.
The course doesn't have this marked up?
I believe it might be on their official scorecard.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
But even if it's not, how long have you been playing golf, dude?
Long enough to know I'm not going to the driving range. I think that was the first thing that I was taught when I was a kid was, hey, people are swinging, you don't go in front of them.
That's the danger part.
And Chris, it gets better.
Oh, no.
So that happened last year. Our last tournament, we played at the same course. And so in my first tee box announcements, I made it very clear, if you hit the ball in driving range, it's out of bounds. And somebody said,
Did somebody question it?
That's a questionable ruling.
I have to ask you now, was it the same people?
Yes, it was.
They're just messing with you now.
Well, they're doing a good job.
I mean, Tim, you know just as well as me, when we do these announcements, like, there's no point in us doing these announcements. We do it for to make the tournament, you know, valid, but nobody's listening.
Wait a minute, I'm listening.
Okay, I take that back. 10% listening. Because then I ask any questions and we get crickets, well, and then I send them off. And you know me, I try to play my events the best I can.
Right
off the jump, text message. Hey, so what do we do if you have a ruling?
What did I tell you?
I just said, play two balls. The rules on the back of your scorecard, they play two balls.
Here's, Chris. Tim and I do a good job. They actually print it out each and every week. You get the rule sheet. It's in the card. Like,
I even put the rule sheet on the back of the scorecard so you don't have a paper that flies away. You just turn over the scorecard. There's your rules.
Oh, man. See?
It's highlighted in yellow.
What are you going to do?
Can't get right.
You can't make this shit. Excuse me. You can't make this up.
You can't.
But we do this because we love you guys. And without y'all, we wouldn't have these fun stories to tell.
Truthfully, there are sometimes guys just aren't, they're not listening, even though they're quote unquote listening. They try to get their mind right to play.
I'll leave that alone. That's why I tell you guys.
Look, don't even bother adding it up. Yeah,
don't bother adding it up either. I don't want to make judgments about you.
Well, I'm hoping none of my scorecards are coming back getting jacked up like that.
No. Jamil, you know I love you guys and how much fun tournament days are.
It's the best. It's such a lot of fun, though. I mean, this is where we do it. This is where we come out to be, you know, a bunch of great people we play with. And again, You're just going to have characters in life, man. They're just going to be there.
Yeah.
They're just a part of it.
And Rodney Underwood actually won close to the pin this week.
Let's give him his kudos. And as Jen said, hey, it was my height, 4'10".
Yes, she did.
But yeah, he threw it in there. He threw it in there tight. But he was excited the last time. He was excited that he hit the green, so he had to make he made sure everybody knew.
Hey, Trey, I'm putting my name on every single one that I hit.
He let everybody know, baby. Let everybody know. That's my dog.
Well, you're playing at the regional at Sequoia National.
Yeah.
This episode is going to come out right after that. But I do want to wish you luck.
Yeah.
And
I got to get some practice. so I don't go over there and look like a fool.
don't worry. You won't.
Yeah. Okay.
You won't. There's a lot of bad golfers out there.
Oh, don't I know it.
And you remember what we said. It doesn't really matter as long as we're having fun.
As long as we're having fun.
That's what this is about.
Remember a couple of years ago, Tim said, you sure you want to stay up there? This ain't about how I'm playing, man. It's about getting out here and having fun. I'll get it back. Don't worry about it. Let it go. I'll get it back.
And Chris, I do have to tell you this. Jamil is the guy that it doesn't really matter how he's playing. He's having a good time. I think I've seen Jamil mad twice. In about eight years.
Hey, you know, I try to get there. It's a little tough for me, but I try every day to be like that.
You know, everybody's got their times, but yeah, man, bottom line is we're playing golf. We're out there playing golf. I'm out there with my guys.
Oh, you know, Gilly got moved up to B flight.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, I got to sharpen my knives, man. See, I got to get my Ginsus together. Greg wanted to be the first one.
I think you were there when, so at the end of, you know, Sunday, Derek and Wainwright played together, right?
Yeah. Having you like, yeah.
And Wainwright comes strutting in like, oh man, he must have played well.
Yeah. If he's got the little bop to his step.
And Derek was walking in, kind of has his head on the low, and it was the exact opposite, right? So Gilly was 1-1.
Yeah.
You know,
but yeah, Derek coming in with his high step, and he usually play well.
Right. And so, for me, it's always good to see when guys get moved up. You know, he's playing well. Looking forward to seeing him and how he does. He moved from C flight to B flight. That's good.
He's hitting it pretty good. We'll see if the extra yardage hinders or hurts. I mean, you know, whether it hinders him or it won't even matter. If he's hitting it straight, it probably ain't going to matter.
Probably isn't going to matter, right?
Yeah, it's probably not going to matter. He's making that trip to Sequoia, too, so.
Good. Yeah, we got like 15 or 16 guys going.
Yep.
Which is good.
What's his name? Robert Side's going.
Joey.
Joey Side.
Yeah.
Ben and his son. Gonna be there, I think. Yeah, and then
there's a bunch
of us. Yeah, so should be fun.
Just so you know, Joey, when he's on, forget it. I mean, he can play, and he does have a back issue, and you could say you still see even with that back issue, he shot 76, 75.
You're right. 75.
With a bad back. I mean, dude can play. Anyway, what would you mean? Thanks so much for spending some time with us, making me laugh a little bit.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I love you guys. It's, you know, the my favorite day of the week is tournament day and hanging out with you guys.
So. Absolutely. Listen, it's a bunch of fun for us as well. The thing is like each and every week, there's going to be a story to tell. Something's going to come out of that day that is going to make you go, man, oh man. Anyway, pleasure, guys. You guys take it care easy.
I'll see you, Curry, right?
Yes, you will. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Chris, take it easy. Pleasure.
Likewise. It was nice meeting you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Again.
Yeah, I got to make sure I thank Jamil next time I see him for coming on to do this. you know, initially he was kind of hesitant. I said, come on, man, let's just go on and let these guys know that I'm not lying, that there's some of the stuff that we're dealing with.
No, it's fun to have those guests on and just, you know, have a good time.
Yeah.
I think you and me, we need it at times. Just like sometimes for me, I just need a round of golf where I can just go out with my buddies and just not have to worry about getting text messages or having to do scoring or anything like that and just relax. So,
right.
I enjoy hearing the stories from your tour. When I get a big one, I'll let you know. But right now, my stories are guppies compared to the ones you've got.
Oh, man. So, I mean, we have some serious, serious characters. I mean, the guys are a lot of fun. That's really all I can say. I mean, we all say and do stupid things. And, you know, it just seems like when our guys are doing it, it's that pinnacle of comedy as they're saying and doing it. There goes the thumb again.
Right.
And again, I'm not doing that on purpose. I want to thank Jamil for coming on. And like I said, you know, we try to make this, make sure it's not the Atlanta show or the El Paso show.
Right.
You know, it's a national tour and a national show. You know, we do try and get players and tour directors on from across the country. I just felt that it was important to kind of highlight some of the things that we're dealing with here.
No, I don't think anything like that. I mean, if you look at it, we can say that the El Paso tour has the January and February t-shirt contest winners. Just want to throw that out there. We got two names already in there. We might have a third, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we got to get the voting going. It's only about 7 or 8 days left in voting to pick the March winner.
And you know what? It's so hard for me not to vote for somebody because I have two candidates in there that I would love to vote for. You know which ones they are, and I can't vote for either one. So it's kind of hard to get text messages from both of them, and it's like, sorry guys, can't vote for y'all.
Yep, not admin. And I'm the same way. But everybody else can vote. You know, open up Facebook, do the search. You know, and put your vote in, and let's see what kind of March champion we're going to have.
Right. And if you haven't yet, you can still put your shirt in for April. Don't think that because we haven't voting for March doesn't mean April's null and void. No, we're still looking for entries for April.
Yep.
There's, you know, about a week left once this episode airs. And if there's no winner for April, I mean, all you got to do is put one shirt in and you might get lucky and be the only one there.
Yeah. And, you know, once we get the April winner, you know, we've got the first four. We got half the bracket done. So,
oh yeah, I can't wait for our chance to now vote, or not vote, but place 1 through 8.
It's gonna be fun. So, what do you got going on?
You know, just trying to get everything ready and settled for our big trip. Just finished our second major, our another travel trip to a course out there. You know, a little gem. If you sneeze, you're gonna miss it, type of thing. But I wanted to shout out, you know, Jordan Morrow. He's one of my members for a long time. He's actually the January shirt winner and the one who coincidentally had the same shirt idea as somebody across the country for March. I mean, we couldn't believe it when we saw it. He was mad at me because he said, you know, I listen to you guys constantly and you never gave me a shout out because I won back to back. I said, well, first of all, the first win, you squeaked that one out and got lucky. And the second win, I don't want to talk about because I should have just crawled through that course and still won and gave it to you. So, I mean, you won back to back. I said, if you win a third, then we'll have you as a guest on the show. And he couldn't pull it off. That's why he wasn't on this episode. But Jordan, here's your shout out. You know, I told you I would shout you out either way. I'm coming for you on points. That's definitely a, I don't want to say a threat. Well, give me another word, a challenge. I guess, but I'm coming for you. But besides that, everything else is great. Working on my game, working on my mobility with a couple swing trainers, and been visiting this called Golf Studio. They're one of our sponsors for the El Paso tour. But they, it's a simulator with TrackMan.
Okay.
But they have, you have your net with your simulation, but then they also have about four TVs with different numbers, and you can rewatch your shot because they have a camera front facing, back facing, and down the line. You can rewatch your shot, kind of compare your shot to professionals, and then after a while, it gives you tips and trainings to do to improve, you know, your shot impact or your ball spin, whatever you're you're looking to do. I'm not good enough to care what my ball spin is, but I do want to know if I'm hitting the center of the club face, and that's helped me tremendously. Because Lord knows I wasn't in center of the club face a month ago.
But it's still early in the season. I mean, you'll be able to get there.
Oh, I've been working on it, and they're going straight. It's just far and few between. Few and far between.
That's right.
I don't know, the same.
You know, just by the time you get down to teams regional, you know, with their skills challenge, they go straight.
They will. And Gina had a good point. I'm going to have to do that first before I eat, because if I try to eat first and then try and do that, I might not make it through all five holes of that putting contest. So she had a great decision quality on that one.
Hold off on the bread pudding for a while.
And you, what about you?
All the same stuff. You know, we're just getting ready for the next tournament. You know, we've got... We're kind of in the middle of our North Georgia mountain swing.
Okay.
We've just finished Sky Valley, which is really only about 40 miles from Sequoia National, where they just did the regional this past weekend.
Okay.
And the next one's at Curry, which is that's generally our first tournament of the year up in North Georgia mountains as well. And actually we got really lucky. We got lucky because, you know, they were renovating their bunkers. And so they said, we're going to move you to May. And generally we play up there first because it's just before the season starts. So we get a little bit cheaper rate.
Right.
So now we're going to be in May paying that same rate. And, you know, for the first time in a long time that we've been there, not early in the season, but it's going to be great. It's going to be in great shape. Really looking forward to it. That's about it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
You know, I'm excited that we're going to be out of town, but it seems so far away. But before you know, it's going to be right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we've got to get the airfare booked, Airbnb booked, do that in the next couple of days and start packing the big ass box.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be fun.
It will be. All right, bud. It's good talking to you, and we'll talk again, you know, real soon. Again,
yes, sir.
If anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free to shoot us an email. You want to talk about a certain player, and actually, Chris, you know, we did get a text message. We're going to highlight them.
Yeah, we did episode. Actually. That was a cool story to read about. So I can't wait to have them on the show.
Yeah. So we'll do that next time. Feel free to shoot me an email at timnatc@amateurgolftour.net. And Chris?
elpaso@amateurgolftour.net.
Yep. Again, thanks so much for listening. Make sure you like, subscribe, and download the podcast and share it with all your friends.
Yes, please help us out. But until next time, sir.
All right, bud. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Chris, we didn't do it again.
What didn't we do?
We didn't say how to join the tour.
That's right. It's simple. All you need to do is go to amateurgolftour.net, click the Join the Tour button, and pay your local tour's membership.
Thanks, Chris. Membership for 2024 is open, so register today to join the oldest, largest, and best amateur tour in the country.